Welcome to the Julie Tussie Show. What a fantastic day in the studio today. We are so glad to have you here listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, definitely go and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, everywhere you find us, and share us with your family and friends. We're going to be talking today about an update with Fuzzy Wedges and what it says about you if you carry all your groceries at one time.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
Pop the glam pain. Time for the Julie Tussie Show, live guest, current events, scathing exposés, the original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussie.
Well, we are having a fantastic day here on the Julie Tussie Show. I'm in the studio. We've got Paul Schneider, who is our new videographer and podcast producing genius. So excited to add him to the team. And he's over there laughing because he didn't even know we wanted him to do the podcast genius stuff. But he does. We do. And then I have April Allen in the studio with me to chat. How are you, April?
I'm good. How are you today?
You know what? I'm actually pretty good.
Yeah?
I'm actually pretty good. My hair turned out.
You look lovely today.
I had a last catastrophe earlier.
Yeah.
Had to change it up and fix that. Well, thank you. This is like my, if you could see this shirt, it's like silk. It's sleeveless. Mm-hmm. It has a lace strap top, mm-hmm. kind of, mm-hmm. and it's really tight.
Holds everything in place.
Everything's kind of like compressed. We look younger. You know how it is. Okay. All right. We're going to go straight there to the boobies today, right? Okay. I think. Men want them gigantic. Mm-hmm. Women don't.
Not really.
No.
It's not heavy.
Just, I mean, wouldn't it be nice if you could be, I know they make these air things where you can be like, I got a date.
Oh, blow them up. Yeah.
But wouldn't it be nice if they could be like size on demand? Like today I'm dialing in, I want a 36C, but I'm going out tonight and I need my 36 double D.
I guess that's what the push-up bra is for. We need that extra oomph. But now everything has a push-up element in it. I mean, I went bathing suit shopping and I have plenty. I don't need any excess, especially in a bathing suit. That's just ridiculous. It seemed like every single bathing suit I tried on was like, everything had a push-up element to it. A really stiff, thick,
yeah,
like memory foam.
Like the whole half of the inside on the outside of the, yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand.
It
but
looks,
you know,
bad on big girls.
I like that. But no, I kind of like that because, you know what? I hate it when you have this big space, this big space in between.
Oh.
I don't need this big, like when you lay down, they fall down under your armpit.
Oh.
Kind of space maybe in your bathing suit. Yeah, isn't that disgusting? No, I.
To you, darling. I have no idea.
It doesn't happen to me, but I have seen pictures. But I don't like this big space because, you know, in Hollywood, they all have this, their cleavage like push, in and up. And as I'm doing that, I'm showing you, right? This is crazy. I'm showing you in and up. But I like that kind of, when I was thinner and mm-hmm. I was like a 36D, mm-hmm. then I would love that because then they were like, boom.
Boom. Which creates what I call the uniboob. And, well, the reason I don't like uniboob, when I was in the Army, I had to wear sports bras every day, sometimes two sports bras when we go run for miles.
Oh, my push-ups. Lord.
So it would create the boob sweat of the century, and I just hate boob sweat. I stopped.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't smash them together anymore. They've been through so much. They've been to Iraq
those
twice.
Poor things.
They've had it. Dang it. Give them a break.
If they've been to Iraq
no
in the
smushing.
Service, we probably need to have a fund, a GoFundMe to rescue you from that.
I think the Army owed me a pair of boobs after the flak vest with the armor you wear right on top of your chest. Just
the
men. Oh, and there's no, it's not like they're shaped properly for a woman or anything.
Don't
they're
you flat think?
And,
We could invent one. It's like an armor, and then it comes out like...
So it's like an armored, bedazzled Spanx.
Because you know on the Julie Tessie show, everything must be sparkly.
Combat Spanx.
That's right. That's right. Combat... what is it? And it could be bulletproof. And you could have your bullets shoot out of your...
Oh, and it's armored.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, the enemy would never...
The enemy would never know what to do with you.
They'd be like, ooh, nice boobies.
I'll write my congressman. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, definitely. Taxpayer money needs to start going to these important things for women, I believe. But anyway, how did we get here?
I'm trying to backpedal and figure out how.
Anyway,
push-up bra, boob sweat.
Well, that brings me to a whole new thing. And of course, the thing I like about you, April, is you just say things I never would. Although I want to, because we all know I'm a good girl that wants to be naughty, right? Sometimes I say things, but, you know, basically, I would never probably have talked about the sweat of my breastises.
Well, you did talk about them flying out to either side of you when you lay on your back, so I'm not sure which visual is more appealing.
I've actually seen that happen on the beach, and it was pretty scary. It wasn't me, thank you, Jesus. But anyway...
Let them be free. Be free.
And you know, you were talking about running. My sister-in-law, Debbie, she's lost like 65 pounds. We've had her on the podcast, and she runs and runs and runs and runs, and so I'm going down to the gym. And I'm actually up to an hour of working out. I do weight training, and then I get on. You know, when I had those severe asthma symptoms when I would try to exercise. So I was like using an inhaler when I first started. It was horrible, just horrible. And I would go 2.4 miles an hour on there, but it was all I could do. Yeah. It literally was all I could do. And so now my lung capacity has increased, and I'm doing better. So I actually... I'm doing like 3.3 miles per hour on the treadmill, and I actually jogged for like 30 seconds.
I am so proud of you.
Aren't you proud of me?
I am. It's so, you got to start somewhere.
Well, honey, when you got so much junk in the trunk, and you know, it's just, there's a lot of bouncy things happening. It's kind of scary. You got to be careful you don't knock yourself out.
Right.
But she's trying to get me to run, but I'm thinking... Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I remember when I was like a bee, that was doable. But what do? Get ace bandages and wrap them around.
Yeah, I know. I had to wear two, and I had to layer them when I was in the Army. I had to wear two. And the Army actually did issue the most amazing sports bras. Those things weren't going anywhere. I really mashed them down. So,
I don't know. Sometimes they're just at a point where they're not going to go anywhere, you know, but that hurt. I don't like a super, super tight. I feel like I can't breathe. Didn't you feel like you couldn't breathe?
Yeah, but I didn't really have a choice. I just didn't have a choice.
Well, there you go. That's the most amazing intro we've ever had on the podcast, right? But today we're going to talk about some kind of funny things. First, I did want to tell all the listeners, in case you haven't heard, that the Julie Tessie Show is going to Vegas, baby. I'm so excited.
I'm going to stay behind and hold the fort down, but Mr. and Mrs. Tessie are taking an adventure, and they're going to go interview some people in Vegas and dress up, and there's going to be a lot to see.
Yeah.
So you're going to be really busy.
I'm excited. Nobody knows this about me, probably, but I actually asked Gary to take me to Vegas to marry me. I wanted to go there, and he was like, no, we got to make sure, you know.
You can renew your vows, and it's cheap. My first marriage happened in Vegas, so.
Yes. So maybe I'm did all right 21 years later. I'm still doing all right. Yes. But so we were out. We went and looked at some materials in Corbin, Kentucky. So it was an hour drive. And on the way back, I'd been saying, well, we didn't have a vacation. We never had a vacation until last year at our 20th anniversary in March. I finally said, Gary Tessie, we work too much. We haven't had a vacation. We've raised six kids. They're all raised now. And I said, we've got to take our honeymoon.
Right.
So it's time. Went to the ocean. I love the ocean. I love the vastness of it, how big it is. It makes me think of how great God is. He's just, you know, our little ocean's like a speck to him. He's so big and cool.
Right.
And it just makes me relax. So Gary and I went for a week, and we did do nothing but lay around, eat, and lay on the ocean. That's all we did for a week, and it was
perfect.
It was wonderful. So I was thinking, you know, he's insane, and he's crazy busy with the Tessie Construction side of things. By the way, if you need anything in the Central Kentucky area, fantastic business, TessieConstruction.com. Tussie.com. Oh, no, we don't have that. It's TussieHomesInc.com mm-hmm. now. And but you can find us on Facebook, and that's mm-hmm. Facebook.com/ Tussie Construction, and you can go see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So talented, but he mm-hmm. works too much.
Yeah, he does.
So we were talking about, I'm like, all right, let's go to Destin. I want to go mm-hmm. to Destin. And he said, if I could tell you where I wanted to go, I would tell you. And I'm like, well, you can't tell me, crazy. You can tell me. And he said, I want to go to Vegas.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
So that was so much fun. We've mm-hmm. been having a really good time, haven't we?
Mm-hmm, it's absolutely.
Like, it's like our own world. Yeah. You know what what you had me remember that I say is I'm not building a business, I'm building an empire.
That's right.
Oh, you know. But lots of exciting things going on. Today I went through my notes. Sometimes things will hit me while I'm just doing my everyday stuff. And so I went through my notes and I wanted to talk about this. I'm sure this is like a personality type that we could mm-hmm. categorize, but who carries all the grocery bags in one trip? Why? What's their motivation and what does it say about you?
Okay, first of all, everyone should. Otherwise, you're wasting time and energy. It is my goal. And I have struggled. And the worst, and it's like when you've got like 8 bags on each arm and then, but you still have to go for the doorknob.
Yeah.
And you forgot about the door that you still have to open. Like, and so I have a plan now. I open the door first. I create a pathway straight to my kitchen and I load up, baby. And I will fight to the end. I will take it all with me. It's like, it is something I have to do.
Is that the woman warrior in you?
I guess so. I don't know. It just, if I can do it, because I know I can, I know how heavy of stuff I've carried before.
Oh my gosh.
It's my little test of my womanhood. I'm like, yeah, I can do this. And it's ridiculous, but I do it.
It is, because you have your purse, mm-hmm. and then you have your keys.
Yeah.
And then you have... Your takeout bag.
I put the purse on my shoulder, mm-hmm. so I free it up.
You have a method.
I have a method. I put the heavier stuff on my right arm because it's stronger. Yeah, I have like a plan. And if I goof up and get a huge couple of gallons of milk or a big thing of Tide or a case of water and you have to make a second trip, that's always a bummer.
It's like a defeat.
But you gotta buy some stuff.
And do you think it's like a type A personality that does that?
I don't know. I think it's just people just... I hate bringing in groceries and putting them away. It's kind of a pain to mm-hmm. me. And so I like to just get it done because it's just a painful process. It's annoying and I don't know why.
What the heck? Why can't we invent like a cart that when you pull in, it goes zoom out and then a handsome pool boy jumps out?
Right. Well, I always do it when my kids are in school.
Alejandro,
yeah.
Alejandro, he gets out and he takes your groceries out of your trunk and takes them in. Really, this is like the 21st century. Why mm-hmm. have we not, why as women right. have we not fixed this? But I think it's funny that there are, you know, I'm sure there are other women we might have to look for. We might have to go to Kroger's mm-hmm. and interview people and say, hey, do you carry all your groceries in at once or do you make mm-hmm. several trips? How do you do a whole?
Well, if they're smart, they just let their kids do it. Because I know that was my role as a kid, is like when mom came home with the groceries, we all had to go bring them in. And yeah. It was like a lot of groceries because she hated going. So, but I do it when my children are at school because I don't want to hear them point out to me all the junk food they want and I have to tell them no. And from aisle 5 to aisle 12, I'm getting the whining and I just can't deal with it. So I don't like taking them anywhere now. So I just do it when they're at school, but then I kind of miss the help when I get home. But,
you're doing it. Yeah. Well, I've had 2 sets of twins. So when these twins get like about 6-9 months and they're in these, mm-hmm. do they stay in carriers till they're 9 months old?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
They get so heavy. And they have like these huge arm, I'm like strong, you know, like
mom
an
muscles.
Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have mom muscles. Mm-hmm. So I noticed that I would get them in the house,
yeah.
and then I would carry, and now literally, we had 4 children all at once, and,
right.
and it's kind of been 4 on and off, but we have a total of 6.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many gallons of milk you have to bring
imagine.
In, and how much food? I think I would have like 16 bags on this arm,
right.
and I'm like, excuse me, I'm dragging.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it's just insane, mm-hmm. but I would do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think my thing was, well, number one, I hate carrying groceries in. I hate it with a passion.
Yeah.
It's like okay, I'd rather wash toilets with a toothbrush than carry groceries in. But it's something that happens every few days.
You gotta
in our
do
house.
It. Yeah.
But the other thing for me was that my babies were in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want them unattended, you know.
Right, right.
I didn't want them unattended. So there was like this pressure.
Absolutely. To just get it done. Yeah, I don't enjoy anything anymore. Everything I have to do has to be done kind of quickly. And I've always liked being, anything I do it fast. I like to do things. I eat fast. I like to drive fast. I like to work fast.
I know.
I feel like if I do things quickly, it frees me up for the end of my day to be kind of mine.
Yes.
And so I think we're talking about the minutes and the seconds adding up. And just carrying groceries is another thing that takes up my time. And I just want to get it done.
And it's hot and sweaty.
You have to go in the garage, in and out of the garage. I hate that. You have to keep your garage door open and heat up your house while you're trying to bring groceries
in. Yeah, and
that
costs money.
Right.
There's a whole lot of motive behind
it. It's too much. But now they have the app where you can go pick them up curbside. Just too bad someone isn't at home on the other end.
I know. Let's start that. The Alejandro grocery service.
Yeah. Alejandro grocery carrying service.
Yeah. Please apply if you're gorgeous.
Okay. Okay. Start and very with an muscular. A, Alejandro.
Mm-hmm. Alejandro.
Grocery something service. Grocery.
So AGS. AGS.
It's called AGS.
It'll only cost you $49.99 a month. And we need your credit card. Because we're going to definitely charge you whether you use it or not. Okay. But, well, I know why I do it. And I think I know my motivation is laziness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And motherhood, right? So that's our motivation for doing this.
You got stuff to do.
What do you think it would say about, okay, let's just like pretend we're psychiatrists and psychologists. Definitely we're psycho here. We're definitely psycho.
Definitely psycho.
I'm going to take a drink now.
Okay.
Can you fill in the dead space?
La 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 la. I filled it. All right, I did it. It's done. Now swallow.
Okay, I finally got. You know what I've noticed about you is your dead space and your heaven sound. They're very similar.
They're all the same. I have when I don't know what else to do, I make the voice of an angel and I just let that fill the air.
Angelic April.
Yes.
All right. What was I talking about? Okay. So we're gonna dip into our psyches and try to decide. And you as listeners, you can definitely send in what you think. But what do you think it says if you try to carry every single grocery bag in versus that you just take, you know,
a few at a
time. Yeah, at a time and make like 14
then
trips.
You're wimpy and you need to toughen up. That's my diagnosis.
This is
orders, grow a pair. That's it.
Paul, what do you think it says?
Oh.
He's like, leave me out.
I'm out of this.
I'm out.
No, I really do believe that most people try to do it. I want to know.
Yeah.
Don't you want to know? Like, I want to know if
I've
everybody tries to do that.
I've seen people who just do things kind of chill. And I kind of admire their ability to not give a crap about any. They just do things slow. But I think people feel like they do it right that way. That's how they do it right.
No, I'm like, I get in the door, I drag them up the stairs, and then I collapse and they all roll all over the floor. And then I'm like, there you go, kids.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Put those away.
Dinner's ready.
Getting my mom. And I think another thing that we could do, you know, we have the Get Fit Gym is one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
And they should do a grocery bag arm workout. I mean,
there were some women in there that looked like they could carry the entire aisles of, you know. Oh, I mean, there's some buff women in there that I'm like, wow.
It's not right. One of them's my friend.
It's intense.
I mean,
the way that
they have muscles on their muscles.
They do have muscles on their muscles.
And they're tan.
Yeah.
They're so tan.
They're so
ripped. Their voices get deep.
Hi, I'm Mandy. And I work here.
No, but they're just so strong. I was standing next to one of my girlfriends that she's just beautiful. Her body, I mean, geez, it's just unreal.
Yeah.
And I was standing next to her interviewing her and I just felt like a gigantic white marshmallow.
You're like, what are you doing here? You're done. Go home. What do you look per? You know those people look like they live in the gym. Like
I know,
just, it's like
I know.
Do they have a life? I mean,
but they can carry a lot of grocery bags.
I bet.
Well, they probably carry
to them.
Wait, what if we invent a grocery bag belt? It's a belt that goes all the way around, a big wide one, like the idea. Like the wrestlers, with the wrestling belt with hooks on it.
And you just load it up?
Just hook them on.
It's not a terrible idea. No. You probably need an ADA approved doorway to get through it all. But you know what I mean? You got like a row of like, you know, you got all of a sudden got a huge tutu from groceries.
A tutu of cereal and stuff, yes. I don't know. There's just no
solution.
Where's
my Walmart tutu?
Exactly. And then at night, when you're done carrying in your groceries, you can put on your belt with all your hooks and just hang, you know, thong and a bra and go in there and
like
say...
Like your dirty laundry?
Like you know, no, the clean stuff.
Oh, the air dry.
Hi, baby. So you could get a couple, you know, with your husband, you could get a couple extra miles out of that investment.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think
you'll have to tell us how that went after.
Yeah. I don't think that would go over so well, but you know, maybe if it was with my, if I put it on with my Las Vegas showgirl outfit, I could probably pull it off.
I think you could.
You know, actually, the hooks could be for tips.
We need a video of you with your full ensemble.
Oh,
with your 6-foot peacock feathers trying to bring in Frosted Flakes by the case.
Yes.
I'm a woman who does it all. Thank you very much.
The Chronicles of Julie Tussie, the showgirl. That's what we should do. If I had the body of my friend at the gym, I would literally do that, and I would go do normal, everyday things in my... Like, wouldn't it be funny to see what people would do when you walk into Kroger?
Well, you like the impractical jokers where they just do weird random things in public. It's usually a grocery store, and like they'll like tap you on the shoulder, and be like, "Excuse me, I have a very personal question." And they have a hidden camera. So if you're willing to put on that outfit,
oh, I am not, baby.
And Paul will hide with a camera.
Does
where
anybody
pretend like he doesn't know us? And then I can like be that. I can
you
be
put
whatever
on
that
outfit. White,
you've
the
got wingman the body. You need. Oh no, I'm not wearing that thing out there.
Does anybody have a body leotard?
A body tard.
You know what? Okay, let's just get real. Those chicks, they got to have something like super tight. You know, if I put on a cat suit, now I would do that. Yeah. I would wear a cat suit in public.
Like a full body
suit. But you know me and the Kardashians, we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
In the back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would do a cat suit, but that could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to pick up on this when we get back from this break.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
We always invent things on the Julie Tussie Show. I love that about us. We're going to have, okay, so now we've got fuzzy wedges. You got to go listen to that episode if you haven't heard it. Oh, it's hilarious. I forgot to tell you. Do you know what somebody invented and it was on? I saw an ad for it.
I hope it wasn't a faux fox fur thong.
It wasn't a faux fox
fur thong. Because
that
was our idea.
That is our idea. Dang it.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
I will hire an attorney.
So will I. And we'll both lose lots of money over nothing. Yay.
She always cracks me up. Yeah, somebody, and I almost said this on the show, and we'd probably be rich now.
Yeah.
They invented a fuzzy stiletto.
No.
No.
Those bastardos.
Bastardo. I know. See, I'm going to write a song. You guys don't know about that, but I'm going to write a song that says, you did this, you did that, and I don't need you anymore, and all the music's going to stop, and it's going to go, bastardo.
With your fuzzy stiletto. I can't believe they took it.
They took it.
Yeah.
Man, see, we can't. We can't control our mouth. I was going to say we need to put it, put it under lock and key until we invent it. But
no.
Because it's just kind of, we got to share this with our listeners. It's so important.
Well, it's because our ideas are so good that we're creating fashion trends that are, completely
speaking
original.
Speaking of. Oh my gosh. Get ready because, completely original. Like, I wasn't inspired by Da Vinci's mink slide at all.
No, I wanted to skin a fox and throw it on my wedge. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do it yesterday, and I will do it tomorrow. That is my idea.
Okay, then. Okay. Well, I thought wanted to skin a black panther.
Well, no, that was albino, but I felt bad saying that. I'm like, is that like a unicorn? Like, yeah, I'm going to get all the PETA people Facebooking us.
Okay, disclaimer, we love animals. We don't harm, none were harmed in the making of this program today.
No, not physically, maybe a little emotionally.
Fofur.
We're coming for you.
You said Fofur. We said Fofur Fox.
Fofur Fox.
Say that three times really quick.
Fofur Fox, and a Fofur Fox.
You're cracking me up, and I can't do
the triple F threat.
The triple F, baby.
Like, you know, taken lots of ways.
I know, see? we are just the genius in this room.
It's too much. It's too much.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Someone open up a window. There's way too much intelligence going on here.
So it was sad, though, when I saw this faux. I hope it's faux fur, but it didn't look faux. I think it was real.
Real?
We will do faux fur.
We'll do,
And you know, I loved it. I loved it. I wanted to wear it. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. But it doesn't come in sparkles or pink.
Well, then it's...
So it sucks. Sounds,
yeah.
It sucks because, you know, we could give you every color of the rainbow.
Yeah, we could.
But don't mix. We told you this on the fuzzy wedges.
Yeah.
Do not mix your faux fox with your albino panther.
Keep the species aligned.
Yes. You have to coordinate these colors to keep it going. Well, I don't know how carrying grocery bags turned into this, but I love it.
I don't know. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's very, very good. So, and if you didn't see the pictures, go on facebook.com/TheJulieTussieShow and go see the pictures. And I think we still should go with the foxtail tied to your thong in the back so it kind of hangs out.
That would be cute.
Just give us another hole. So we would recognize you when we're in the public.
Yeah.
So if you have a tail that you're tying onto the back of your panties, hey, take a picture and send it in.
Okay. Or anything else weird you got laying around. You just want to attach it to the back of your pants and send us a photo.
But you know the foxtail, like the foxtail, instead of seeing somebody's foxy thong lady hanging out of the low cut, we'll see a foxtail.
Well, that's much less offensive.
Yeah. And it's so powerful because if you like a guy, you like to shake your foxtail. And if you don't, if he's offending you, you turn it around and say, you can't see my foxtail.
Too bad you can't make a point at people and make accusations.
Looking at me. Too bad it can't slap people.
Right.
And you'd be like, right upside their head. But anyway, that was our invention. And now the big designers they're going for it. So lots of fun things going on here. If you want to romp with us every week, go and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. And we even found ourselves on a Spanish channel.
Yeah.
They do. I only know hola, hola, hola. That's all I say. It was like hola, 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 and then it would say boost,
right? Or it would say like the name of it would say something, 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 fuzzy wedges, something, something, and it was
funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was
Spanish.
Great. I love it. I hardly know any. Yeah. I just pretend like when I'm at the Mexican restaurant, which I live there.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I'm like mucho grande, right? Enchilada. Mm-hmm. You know, I know a few of those songs.
Right. Enchilada. That's a staple, yeah. A
few of those songs of enchiladas and burritos, so I've learned some of those. Well, it's been a good show.
It's been a good show.
I love having you on with me. Yeah, it's fun. So fun. You're getting famous. Pretty soon we're going to have to give you your own office and your own website.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think I'll just stay right where I am for now.
Listen, I really appreciate you being part of the Julie Tussie Show today. Please go share us with your friends and family. We have some serious goals, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Go on youtube.com/GaryandJulieTussie and subscribe, because then we're going to get to change the name after 10 years of being on there. And let us know that you were there. Lots of exciting archive stuff there that you can go and kind of see where we came from and how we got to this crazy place that we are now. This is Julie Tussie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussie Show. For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussie, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.